A couple more minutes here on the Paula Gordon Show with Richard Ben Kramer. You say of the Israeli people, of the Jewish people, that it may well be that to be a light to the world, which was the old hope, that they may turn into the light for the world, and it may be a mercury vapor security light. That gives me pause.
It should give us all pause. You know, the first question I take up, this is a book of four questions. The first one is, why do we care about Israel? And one thing that we really have to watch out for is the things we're learning from Israel. Our CIA is learning from the Israeli secret police how to run a proper assassination. Our Abu Ghraib prisoner manipulators were trained by the Israelis. We're learning in the grim lab of Zion, and we had better watch out what we learn.
In reading How Israel Lost, I found myself outraged and angry and incredibly hopeful, because it seemed like you had told me some truths that nobody else had even ventured to say. Is there hope in this?
Well, we can't get to a solution without starting with the truth, and I think that's a lot of what you've been able to do.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope we're all right, because the way I look at it, there's no other way this story can finish but with peace. You know, there are two nations. There will be two countries. It's mostly a matter of how many people have to die in the meantime, and how long will it take to get a class of leadership that will maybe even submerge its own interests to lead its people to peace? Or how long will it take till we get an American president who brings it about by force, which the U.S. has that kind of force in the region?
Is it appropriate for America to have a role in this?
America has to have a role in this. America is the only country that can pull it off. They'll get nowhere near a peace without us helping.
Because?
We're up to our eyeballs in it anyway. It's not as if we're passive observers.
No, it has bedeviled us and affected us every day, and especially while we're in Iraq. It's very much in America's interest to have a solution there. And with the reason that we have the power and that we have the interest is because we are the financiers of Israel and all the surrounding countries. More than half of our foreign aid showers the land for a couple of hundred square miles around Tel Aviv. Talk about making the desert bloom.
So having heard the truth, what can I do to forward that process?
I think what we all have to do is first to understand that there are two people there, that they're all human beings, they're both nations that deserve a place on the planet to live. And by that simple understanding, you start a train of reasoning that can only land you where, fortunately, the American administration has landed, which is to a vision of two countries living in peace side by side. I think once the Americans begin to insist on it, I think the Israelis will very soon get the idea that maybe it is in their national interest to get it done, and get it done in a hurry. It can be done.
And we hope with your help it will be done. Thank you, Richard Ben Kramer.
Thank you, Paula.
Richard Ben Kramer tells some hard truths in How Israel Lost. We are impressed by his integrity and his courage. We thank Mr. Kramer for taking a stand on behalf of two countries he loves, Israel and the United States. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.